This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. Our guest in the studio today, Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Welcome, Mark. Thanks for visiting KUNR today.
And thanks for having me.
Now, last week, KUNR covered your speech. It made the front page of the newspaper. It was your State of the University address. Today, we want to recap some of the primary aspects of that, some of the goals and the content for those who were not on campus to hear that speech and our community who's wanting to find out how we're doing here at the university. First of all, just a little bit of background. You do the speech every year now. What's the purpose of the speech in general?
Well, the State of the University address is to give a State of the University, very similar to the State of the Union address that the president gives, sort of gives an update of where we are, where we've been in the last year, and more importantly, where we're going in the next year or several years. I always come back in February then when the faculty and students come back for the winter term and do a less formal update. But this is a once-a-year State of the University address.
And over the last several years, it's been some pretty tough times because of the economy, the legislative cuts, the things that have happened on campus. A more optimistic and forward-looking speech and tone this time around. Is that how you felt about it?
Yes, indeed. We always have to be honest with the conditions of the university. And we have had some difficult years, but we always find rays of hope by the fact that we've managed to handle difficult times by maintaining great momentum. But this year, it's much brighter than it has been in the past few years, so it's always good to tell that message.
We just started the new semester for the fall about a month or so ago, and a bright crop of students on campus. But what is your sense of just this this semester here? What hope do you have here?
All indicators are that we are really gaining traction in this region of the in the entire state, plus northern and even southern California. Gaining traction is the fact that we're accelerating in the number of students that we attract here who actually enroll in the fall term. We were actually up 6.2% in headcount, but even up 9.5% in the number of courses that we're teaching, which means that our students are becoming ever more serious about coming to the university to get a four-year degree and then get out into the workforce and their careers. An additional part of optimism is that the preparation level of our students continues to grow. This freshman class has the highest average grade point average in high school and the highest ACT scores of any freshman class we've ever had here. And in addition to that, much of our growth is the fact that we are retaining students at a greater level, and we measure this with freshman to sophomore retention. And we're up at a new high of more than 82% of last year's freshmen have returned this fall for their sophomore year. So we're not only growing in the number of freshmen coming, but we're growing by keeping more of our students here to finish their degrees.
And before we get to kind of the main four goals you outlined in your speech last week, the State of the University address, one thing we want to touch on is also just the caliber of student, because according to your speech, 300 national merit and presidential scholars now on campus.
Yes, we have 45 national merit finalists on the campus. We've been a national merit sponsoring institution for the last several years because we continue to be able to attract the best prepared students. We also have presidential scholars, which have very high high school GPAs, grade point averages, and high ACT scores. And that's a rapidly growing group. And just this year's freshman class alone had 101 of the presidential scholars. So all total across the whole university, we have more than 300 national merit and presidential scholars. What does this signify? It signifies that those students who are best prepared and they're very carefully selecting their university so that they can make a good use of their talent and their energy, they choose us because they know that they can get a good, challenging degree here.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik speaking with Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Mark, you did your State of the University address last week. We're kind of recapping that a little bit. And so let's move to the main 4 points of that speech. You had a good 20, 25 minutes, I guess, of talking with faculty and online throughout campus. And a lot of that was recorded in the local newspaper as well as reported on KUNR here. Let me just run through these real quickly, then we'll come back and revisit them. Goal number one was to prepare to serve 22,000 students projected by 2021. I know you feel that we might reach that a lot earlier than that. The second goal was to reduce our student-to-faculty ratio to 18 to 1. We'll talk more about that. Number three, attain the Carnegie classification of research university very high. And number four was serve as an economic driver for the diversification of the regional economy. Let's start with number one, 22,000 students projected by 2021. And you feel we could get that done actually earlier than that, the way we're going?
Well, certainly. That was a projection made in 2011. We were anticipating about a 2% rate of growth in our student numbers for 10 years, and that would lead to a number of students here of 22,000 by the year 2021. So the first 2 years after 2011, we had 2% growth. Then last year, 3% growth. This year, 6% growth. We're accelerating.
We're doubling.
So we've done some recalculations, and we could reach 22,000 students by fall of 2017.
And in case people haven't heard the number, we are at 19,934 officially, according to your speech last week, just under 20,000, biggest crop of enrolled students ever.
It is. And that enrollment suggests that we are becoming solidly more attractive as a university to attract not only this number of students, but this number of well-prepared students. And this is a great service to the state of Nevada, because this is the kind of workforce that we're developing here that can go into careers in Nevada.
And not only is it the rate of growth, but we're also seeing, according to what you said last week, there's a lot of other indicators that it's not just a bunch of people coming to school and then going on their way, but they're staying with the program to see it through.
That's correct. Our students are taking more credit hours on average, which means more of them are going to get out in 4 years instead of the standard 4.5. Our graduation rates overall continue to rise. They're at their highest ever. So we have a very serious group of students here who aren't just coming to college to have fun. They're coming to college to get their degree, build their careers, and build associations so that they can have a wonderful life post-graduation.
All right, let's go to the next item that was goal two that you announced with your speech last week. Reduce our student-to-faculty ratio to 18 to 1. And it, according to your remarks, this will enhance student contact with faculty, enrich their learning experience. What are some of the other things that that does, and what does that really mean when we get to that ratio? What's that? Break that down for us.
Yeah, the numbers are just indicators. The important point here is that through the difficult times, we've closed a lot of faculty positions. And that means that the contact that students can have with faculty has become worse because we've had big student growth and no faculty growth. We're growing faculty again, and the idea of getting down to a student-to-faculty ratio of 18 to 1 is important because that's about where the faculty levels are at our peer four-year public institutions. So we should offer the same quality of contact between professors and students as these other fine universities. What we specialize in here at the University of Nevada, Reno, is the what we call the remarkable experiential learning experience. That means students not only go to class and learn a lot of material, but they actually have interactions with faculty members so that they can use the knowledge that they get here. And by using the knowledge, they can actually gain confidence. So by that I mean, if we have more faculty on campus, that we have more research laboratories on campus and other kinds of experiences where students can actually get involved in undergraduate research, actually get involved in off-campus community activities. And it takes faculty to organize these sorts of events. So the more faculty we have per student, the greater interaction our students can have with these quality experiential learning opportunities.
There was a pretty significant reduction of some faculty over the hard years, the last 5 or 6 years in the down economy. But you've also committed to actually grow that pretty significantly at faculty positions over the next few years.
Indeed. I think we're going to bring on another 300 tenure-track faculty positions into this community. That means we're going to have this many more really bright and well-trained individuals coming to this community and at the same time being available to our students.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik visiting today with Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno, talking about the state of the university as reflected in his address last week. We'll move on to the third point. You were set on attaining the Carnegie classification of research university very high. Now, some people have heard that term before because we've talked about it on this program. Some are hearing that for the first time. Explain why that's important.
Well, currently we have the Carnegie classification of research university high, and we want to go to research university very high, like the University of Oregon, University of Utah, Arizona, New Mexico. The fine universities around us have a very high research classification, and we think Nevada deserves having a university of a similar research nature. But beyond the classification, the important part is that we would have more research expenditures going on here. We would be bringing in many more federal and state research grants here. We would be developing much, much more intellectual property, much of which can be commercialized, and we can work with businesses to create a more vibrant, a diversified economy here. So it's what the intention of raising the research profile of a university has great economic development impact, has great impact on the reputation of the university and therefore the community and the state, and it brings lots more opportunities for our undergraduate and graduate students to get research experiences on the campus.
And from where we are today, what will it take, do you believe, to get that very high classification, that designation?
Well, we've compared ourselves in terms of the number of doctoral degrees put out, the level of research expenditures, the size of faculty. And it's going to take probably 5 to 7 years of bringing on another 300 faculty members, getting a lot more research grants from competitive sources, and turning out lots more doctoral graduates here along with our undergraduate students. So we have a pathway, and we believe that with good investments from the state legislature and the governor, along with some fees coming in from students, that we have a financial plan that we can achieve these goals.
All right, final point. The fourth item that you set as a goal was to serve as a key economic driver for the diversification of the regional economy, which I believe the university is already a major player in that. Tesla has been awarded here. We've talked a little bit about drones and research and other things. How does that all fit in as the diversification of the area?
Well, it's very important for the university to be part of the community, and we've tried to achieve that for the last several years. We still get complaints that the university is this ivory tower on the hill, and we're not really having this impact on the community. So as we've redone our master plan and we worked with our strategic plans, we are working explicitly with the city of Reno and the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, EDON. And we're really reaching out into the community because the university, through workforce education, through what we mentioned earlier with the research and the opportunity to commercialize some of those intellectual properties, we can actually be a true stimulus for economic diversification in the community. At the same time, if we grow to become this research very high institution, we will be bringing many more millions of dollars into this community as a base research agency here. We'll be hiring lots more very well-qualified people with pretty decent disposable incomes, and that will have a tremendous impact on the nature of the community. So being part of the community, planning on developments with the community, has been a real hallmark of the university in the last few years.
So as you wrap up this particular speech last week, the state of the university, and we opened the show here by talking about a more optimistic, more hopeful tone going forward. Look out a couple of years from now. Where are those? Where do you see this university, just in terms of a general sense for our community to understand?
We are a very fast-moving university. We're growing rapidly. The quality of our students, in terms of preparation, is going up rapidly. our impact on research and our communications with the community are all moving rapidly. So I think the community would see that this is a very dynamic university, very well suited to a very dynamic community.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik, our guest in the studio today, has been Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno. Thanks for visiting KUNR today.
And thanks for having me.